This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
Back to the president now. Among the other questions that he got today was one about climate change and what he plans to do about it now that he's got a second term. He didn't really answer that part, but he did say this.
I am a firm believer that climate change is real, that it is impacted by human behavior and carbon emissions. And as a consequence, I think we've got an obligation to future generations to do something about it.
Along those lines, that is, doing something about it, there was a big auction here in California this afternoon. On offer were more than 60 million tons of carbon pollution, so to speak. The state actually auctioned off permits to sell carbon dioxide, rather auctioned off permits to emit carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases. And with that, California launched one of the biggest markets for pollution in the world. Eve Troeh has the primer now from the Sustainability Desk.
California's climate change law requires that companies reduce their pollution over time or pay the price. But that price had no actual dollar amount until today, says Ashley Lawson. She's a senior analyst at Point Carbon.
The purpose of the auction is to find what the market price is for one ton of CO2 emitted in California.
To give you an idea, one metric ton of CO2, carbon dioxide, is what's produced by an average month of electricity use in a U.S. home. The companies impacted by California's law emit at least 25,000 times that amount each year.
They think it will be cheaper for them to buy allowances from the state than to reduce their own emissions by adding some new technology or changing the way that their business runs.
But changing the way business operates is ultimately the goal of the climate change law. Dan Kamen teaches energy policy at UC Berkeley.
We've been living in a world where there is no price on pollution. It doesn't send the right signals. It doesn't reward innovators.
If state permits get pricey enough, it will be worth it for companies to invest in energy efficiency or switch to renewables, like solar. In the past, they'd pass that expense on to customers. But Kamen says, with a market for pollution in place,
it's not expected to show up very much in the economy.
Because the revenue from the auction, the money companies pay for the right to pollute, goes towards subsidies and programs that aim to make cleaner energy cheaper. In Los Angeles, I'm Eve Troeh for Marketplace.